We now turn to our monthly soundbite segment produced in partnership with Sauce Magazine. Contributor Steve Potter has more on what some people say is their favorite meal of the week, brunch.
What's for brunch? Well, here are some answers. Please welcome Sauce Magazine's managing editors, Catherine Claney and Heather Hughes, and art director Meera Nagarajan. Hi to all of you.
Hello.
Well, I'd like to start with three questions, if I may, because I sort of suffer from brunch confusion, I think. Catherine, let me begin with you. Is brunch only on Sunday?
No. Brunch is on the weekends. You can have it Saturday or Sunday.
All right. Heather, is brunch only during specific hours?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They typically span from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I would say. So, yes.
I'm getting mixed signals.
Well, yes. Okay. 10 to 2 around there.
It has to go afternoon, though, or it's just breakfast.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Meera, then, why is it more fun to go out to brunch than to have it at home?
Because it's nice to have somebody else cook breakfast for you or brunch for you or lunch for you, whatever it is that you're having at brunch. And it's just a nice way to be lazy on the weekend. And it's once a week or twice a week, so it makes the meal a little bit more special. It's not always available. It makes it a little bit more exclusive.
That makes sense to me. And the one other thing I was just sort of vague about, I was always confused whether brunch was more about the type of food you're having or the time of day you're having it.
I would say time of day. I like to eat brunch right between breakfast and lunch, which, I mean, makes sense.
But shouldn't it have some breakfast elements to it, food wise, though, right?
Not necessarily.
No?
I like to do a 1 p.m. brunch personally, and sometimes during that time, I'm more of in a sandwich mood or something more savory, not necessarily just eggs or pancakes.
Yeah. I'd say it's more about the menu than individual items. Like, not everything has to have an egg on it to be on a brunch
right.
menu,
mm-hmm.
but there should be some things like a burger or an Italian sandwich or something like that along with breakfast items.
All right. We're all in agreement then?
Yes.
So
We're
far.
We're figuring this out.
So far. Okay, Catherine. I guess it was 3 years ago, Sauce Magazine did a list of 11 top brunch destinations. This mm-hmm. month, you've done another list, only it's more than doubled. So what's up?
The quality of brunch has really skyrocketed in St. Louis in the last 3 years. Like you said, we had 11 standouts on the previous list. This time, we have 23. St. Louis has really embraced this brunch culture, and it's no longer just Eggs Benedict, scrambled eggs, farmer's breakfast, although those are available and they are good. But restaurants here are really pushing the limit of what brunch is and making it one of our favorite, if not the favorite, meal of the week. So,
all right. So talk a little bit about the parameters that you chose as far as what brunch places you were going to look at.
Well, we wanted to make sure that the hours were appropriate. If they, like Catherine said earlier, if they stop serving brunch at 11:30, that's just breakfast. We want to extend it into the afternoon so you can really laze around and linger. And we wanted to have a dedicated brunch menu, whether they're special items or, you know, a specific brunch menu, not just lunch items with like a pancake tacked on the end of it. We wanted it to be special for brunch.
I've learned a little bit because you said someone said something about brunch going into the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, and this was just what I made up, brunch was always 9 to 11. It had to be in between.
No, that's breakfast.
No, no.
Okay. One more thing, though, before we go any farther. I always think of brunches as buffets, but that's not true, is it?
There are brunch buffets out there. However, to narrow our piece down and to make it something we could handle and actually try, we limited it to places that served a la carte menus and dishes that really showed creativity and were prepared to order.
Mm-hmm. Heather, what about any challenges in doing this piece?
I mean, there's a lot of brunch out there. I would say the biggest challenge was just volume. We have great interns who went through almost like every brunch menu in the city to find the ones, the restaurants that were doing what we were looking for. But then our team ate, I think, around 60 brunch meals.
Yes.
You don't do more than one in one day, do you?
No, we do more than one in one day.
Yeah. Didn't you do three in one day, Heather?
I think I had a weekend of four brunches.
Yep.
That was, I think, my busiest weekend.
We're complaining, but it was yeah, pretty fun.
You shouldn't complain about eating brunch.
I don't have a lot of sympathy for
you. Nobody does.
Talk to the 5 pounds.
But I understand
stamina is required.
It actually, this article took you longer than you originally planned. You kept having to push that back.
We pushed it back 2 months.
Why?
Just so that we could cover more places. We set up tastings during weekdays just so we could actually get more in. And our weekends were very busy. Yeah, it was just a lot.
So can brunch be healthy or not healthy?
It can be.
Usually not, though.
Yeah, I mean, if you want it to be healthy, it can be.
Life is about decisions. But you can make the choice.
Well, let's talk about some of the places you mentioned in your article in Sauce Magazine about the best brunch places. And I know you guys like categories.
Yes.
So let's start with categories. How about things that are sweet? You know, I was going to say the end of a meal, but at brunch, I guess you could start with something sweet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Our favorite thing is to have a table order. I choose usually sweet things for that, so you can get...
When you say table order, you mean everybody shares it?
Yes. That's my favorite thing to do with sweet things. Uh-huh. But we can talk about favorites.
Yeah. My favorite sweet thing was... because I'm not a sweet person normally. I like the egg dishes. I like the savory dishes. But my favorite sweet thing was at Seed Sprout Spoon, and it was the waffles, which are actually on the cover of the July issue. And my two biggest complaints with waffles and pancakes are they're either overly sweet or they're too tough. It's like you're chewing on a kitchen sponge. That's not the case at Seed Sprout Spoon. The buttermilk waffles there are heavenly. They're made with cultured buttermilk that when they mix it in the batter, they let the batter rest. And the enzymes in the buttermilk actually react. And the batter rises like dough, like bread dough. And so it makes these air pockets that make these really light, fluffy waffles, which of course means he can add twice the butter and twice the eggs into the batter and make it really rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then these effervescent waffles are topped with a seasonal berry compote and then toasted pecans, real maple syrup, real whipped cream. And they're not too sweet. So all those additions don't take it too far. It's the right amount. It's, uh-huh. it's perfect.
Heather, what about pancakes?
Pancakes aren't really my thing, but that didn't stop the pancakes at Sardella from being one of my very favorite dishes.
What are different about them?
They are super thick ricotta pancakes, so they're not overwhelmingly sweet. And the texture, I mean, it sounds bad to say spongy, but it's super cake-like, like mm-hmm. thick, not light fluffy, but like spongy fluffy. They're awesome. And they come topped with... what they call gamble jam. It's a mixed fruit jam that's so good. And they really held up. This is something we brought back to the office and just ate like several days afterwards.
Like 4 days, we were still eating pancakes.
It was so good.
Leftover pancakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those held up really well.
Yeah.
Mara, if you're tired of pancakes and waffles, I don't know, is there another good option in the sweet category?
Well, there's French toast. And at Layla in the Grove, they do a banana bread French toast, which I really love, banana bread. And it's just a really thick, kind of dense banana bread, and they dip it in an egg batter and toast it on a griddle. It comes golden. They serve it with walnuts and some butter and maple syrup. And it's a good shareable plate because it's kind of rich, but it's a really good dish. I like that one a lot.
All right, let's go to the savory category. Catherine.
So not everybody wants breakfast at brunch. Some people...
Like you.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes. And the Italian beef sandwich at Reed's American Table in Maplewood is the answer to that person. It's these paper-thin shreds of roast beef that are piled on a really sturdy hoagie, and it's topped with gooey provolone and house-made giardiniera. So it's that sweet, spicy, pickly Italian pickle sort of mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's served with jus for dipping. It can stand up to any Italian beef in a Chicago deli, and I stand by that statement. I'm sure I'm going to get pushback on that, but I stand by it.
I don't know. Heather, I like bacon. When it comes to in the meat category.
You are not alone. my favorite savory item is the bacon sandwich at Edibles and Essentials. And I think partly what made it so amazing is that it just sounds so normal. You know, it's just a bacon sandwich. What can be the big deal? But they actually make their own bacon in-house.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's excellent. It's thick cut. It's perfectly cooked so that it's sort of crispy but still chewy because it's so thick. And it just comes in a sandwich with very fluffy bread that you can actually bite through. They have a hoisin mayo, which is really good and tangy. It's just an excellent sandwich.
I have a bacon etiquette question I would like to ask you.
Sure.
I like bacon like as crisp as it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Should I not be asking them to like make it crisper for me?
You
oh,
do
like
what you
like.
Want.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You do what you want. There's no rules.
All right. Mira, anything favorite for you in the savory category?
The shrimp and grits at Eclipse totally caught me off guard.
Shrimp and grits?
Yeah, it's one of those dishes that for me usually disappoints because it's just not done right all the time. The grits are wrong or the shrimp is overdone, but I was really impressed. Their chef, her name is Candace Poss, and she's from Mississippi with an accent to match. And she'd tell you she kind of knows what she's doing when it comes to grits. And she grew up eating them. She gets her grits from Mississippi for the restaurant. And they're wonderfully cooked, not too overdone, not too thick. And they are the perfect foil for the sauce and the shrimp that comes on top of it. The sauce has that sweet, fresh shrimp flavor. She uses fresh head-on shrimp. I say fresh. It's fresh, fresh, fresh. And they have a silken texture. The sauce is kind of seasoned aggressively, but when you take a bite with all the components, it is spot on, perfect. Absolutely blew me away.
Never thought of shrimp with grits, but that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, someone mentioned eggs earlier. That's a standard, so how do we feel about that?
Sure. No, there's eggs are you can find just about anything with an egg on it for brunch in this city. We found out, I think, on this trip. Eggs in Coquette is a, and I think I'm saying that right. I apologize to anyone who speaks French. At Brasserie in the Central West End is a staple on that menu for a good reason. It's a single serve cast iron skillet, and it's basically it's creamed spinach that's more cream than spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And it is studded with chopped bacon for a little bit of salt, and then they tuck two eggs inside it when they bake it. So the whites are set and the yolks are still kind of runny and gooey. And it's just ungodly delicious. And then you add these breakfast potatoes for a little bit of texture, and they cook them and then they kind of smash them and fry them a little bit. So you get these lots of crispy edges and salty edges that go really nicely with that rich, decadent egg dish. It's really nice.
And did I understand you? Is it served in the
It's served in the little skillet.
Mm-hmm. In the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I like poached eggs a lot.
Yes. Well, you should love brunch then. my very favorite poached eggs come from Vista Ramen, and anyone who's had the ramen there knows they know how to cook an egg. They actually have a kind of a riff on shrimp and grits as well, but their grits are served in a smoked shrimp XO sauce instead of coming with shrimp. So it's just really nice creamy grits with a little bit of shiradashi, like a broth with it, and then two eggs on top that are perfect. Really custardy yolks, both fluffy and creamy at the same time. So, so good.
Mira, how about you in the egg category?
I got the smoked chicken crepe at Boundary. It's in the Cheshire Hotel in Clayton. And they smoked their chicken, and they folded into this really thin, delicate crepe. And they ladled this white cheddar cream sauce on top, so it's super decadent. And they use a sharper cheddar, so it's got tons of flavor, and it's really bold. But the thing about it, when you get it, it's quite small, but it is so over the top. It's just you can't handle more than what they give you, and they know it. But it's got great, great flavors, and I thought that crepe was so perfectly done because it's super thin and light, and it was a wonderful like component to the meal because we got several other things there, but that one really stood out.
How about pastry? Anything in the pastry category that stands out?
Yeah, something that I would say it's hard to call out a favorite, I guess, but I think my favorite pastry from this whole thing was the ham and cheese croissant at Russell's on Macklin. I went there and I got the chicken biscuit, which was awesome. And the biscuit was so good, it made me order more pastries. And this was so rich. It comes with fontina and smoked ham, and it has a little bit of spicy mustard in it to sort of cut through all of that. Mm-hmm. And the pastry itself is just super flaky. It sort of shatters and falls apart.
Well, I had this dish at Half and Half called Biscuits en Papillote, and it is one of those dishes that you've had all the components, but you've never had it just like this. It's chunky biscuits that they kind of like break apart. They're super buttery and layered, and they're a little bit salty, and they put fresh berries all of that in a little parchment packet, fold it up, heat it in the oven, and the fruit barely cooks, just enough to get warm and release some of their juice. They get soaked up by those biscuits. And when they serve it at the table, they put a scoop of sweetened cream cheese on top. And it's something like a strawberry shortcake, but brunchified. And if you if you like that, you will love this. And it's a special. So their brunch is brunch specials on the weekend. But this is so good. I believe they're going to run it as a special more frequently. And when their new location in Webster Groves opens up, it might be a permanent item on their menu. Hmm.
What about the liquid element of brunch? And, Catherine, I don't want coffee, do I?
I mean, you definitely can get some great coffee in the city. And Mira actually, I think, suggested at the office the other day, the best time to get coffee is at the end of brunch.
That's how I feel.
Because it helps you digest. And quite frankly, after that meal, you need to wake up again. But no, we drink when we are at brunch, and we drink alcohol. So I'm not going to lie. My favorite drink that I had the entire time was at Hero Asian Kitchen downtown. And it's still a drink. It counts. It's a boozy popsicle. So forget mimosas. This is way more fun. You get a glass of champagne and they take a mango ice pop and put it in your glass. And so it just shows up at your table like this. And you can either stir it with the little stick and kind of let it melt. And every time you sip, it gets a little more mango-y. Or you can take it out and you can bite it and sip at the same time. And it's not practical. You will get messy. but that's the fun of it. That it's really fun and it's totally worth it.
I like that.
I had a drink at Frazier's. It's called the Capiro Tazo. It's a coffee cocktail shaken with an egg white, which sounds scary for some, but all the egg white really does is add body and froth. No flavor, no slime. It just kind of mellows out all the flavors of the cocktail, and it tastes just like what you wish a coffee cocktail tasted like. It's a nice coffee, not too bitter, and it's a little bit sweet, and it's kind of like a wake you up, but it's still boozy at the same time. And I would be so mad if I didn't mention their other cocktail that I love. It's called the Kama Sutra. They use plantation pineapple rum that has really beautiful pineapple flavor, a little citrus, a little spice in it. And they shake it with fresh lime juice and pineapple juice. And then my favorite thing about it is they top it with a masala cumin soda that is unbelievably delicious. It really tastes of cumin, earthy, a little funky, but you need it to balance all the sweetness. And I've been tinkering with it at home myself. I loved it so much.
Heather, I think you found some punch that you like.
Yes. My favorite brunch drink is the Brunch Punch at Reed's American Table in Maplewood. It's also a coffee cocktail. It's made with Plymouth gin, creme de cerise, which is like a cherry cream liqueur, and then a bitter amaro, cold brew, and lemon. And it sounds kind of strange, but it's really frothy and dark, deep coffee flavor, but also super bright from the lemon. It's like when you get an espresso and they put a bit of lemon peel on mm-hmm. with it. I could drink a lot of them. It's really,
nice. How many exactly?
Let's not count.
All right. Hey, food aside, though, what about the atmosphere of the place you're going, the vibe that you get? Anything of note there?
Yeah. There's a lot of places that have a beautiful space, like Katie's Pizza and Pasta and Vista Ramen, of course, we love. But Damun Oyster Bar is really pretty. It's sophisticated looking in there. They have those nice, big, airy windows that let a lot of light in. And they have a really nice patio if it's nice out. I don't know. It's been really hot lately. But
that'll pass.
Once it cools down a little, it's like a great little spot. And on Saturdays, they actually set up their farmer's market inside the restaurant starting at 8 a.m. So you can do a little shopping for the week and then sit down and have a beautiful meal.
It's nice. My favorite was Polite Society in Lafayette Square. Again,
is that new?
It is new. Mm-hmm. Fairly new. And they just started their brunch. But they have these huge windows through the one whole wall on one side, and the light just streams in. It's really nice. They have bookshelves and a beautiful bar. It just feels like somewhere you want to stay all day.
Any surprises anywhere that stand out?
The donut French toast at Copper Pig. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be that great, but they get their donuts from down the street. They slice them in half, dip it in an egg batter. They put it on the hot griddle. It's just, you think it's going to be this like sickly sweet thing, but it's just yeasty. It's eggy. It's served with Mrs. Butterworth, I think. I would have tasted like, and I like that. There's nothing wrong with it. And they also had a breakfast chimichanga, which was enormous. And I was just like, I don't want to eat this at breakfast. But it's like, it was delicious. Wow. It was just like a hungry man meal.
I'd be surprised too. Anybody else?
Yeah. Mine, I would say, is the quiche at Edibles and Essentials. Back to them. I don't always love quiche. I feel like it's usually super heavy and rich, and the crust is often underdone, but this was just perfect. It was rich, but very light and custardy. The crust was layered, lovely. And also, I just didn't know what to expect from Edibles and Essentials at all. I've heard good things, but I hadn't been myself. And the menu, you know, bacon sandwich, quiche, it sounds really normal, but it just blew me away. Everything I tried was excellent.
Catherine, anything that made you take notice?
Sure. The Seed Sprout Spoon in Tower Grove. So they're actually a catering company. This is the only thing that they do is brunch on Sundays. It's the only meal they serve. And I was really surprised at the quality of it. I had never had their food before. But what I really appreciated about the place is it's actually really accessible for vegetarians and vegans. It's hard to get a vegan brunch. It seems like everything comes with an egg, or it comes with bacon or some kind of cream-based gravy. Here they offer a few options to mix in, like scrambled local tofu instead of eggs, vegan chorizo, potato instead of grits. It's nice when everybody can feel accommodated and have a great meal.
Someone mentioned table sharing earlier. some brunch items would be more conducive to that than others, like I don't think quiche would be good for table sharing.
Probably not.
So what do you recommend?
I loved at Scarlett's Wine Bar in the Central West End, their old-fashioned pancakes. I think pancakes are like my go-to order at, you know, like for a table share. And theirs were just simple, plain pancakes. There's no jam on it. There's no, you know, jelly or whatever. It's just a perfectly good classic pancake.
And the syrup's everything, right?
I mean, mm-hmm. The syrup that they used, you know, sometimes people use like super fancy maple syrups that they can have a lot of like depth to them. But sometimes you just want something a little bit lighter, a little bit easier, and that's what they give you. And it's excellent.
Table sharing favorite?
Like I said, mine is always a sweet thing. My favorite was probably the Bananas Foster French Toast at Eclipse in the Loop. It's just made with super soft bread, and it comes with this caramel and a whipped cream that chills out the sweetness of the caramel. It's not too sweet. And then fresh banana, so it's got this nice hot cold thing going on with the hot French toast and the cool bananas. It was excellent.
And then the tavern in the Central West End is a great option if you want to share or you just can't decide. They offer trios, so you can get a waffle trio, and it's three of their waffle options, a breakfast filet trio, which is three savory options, or they call it the TKB brunch trio, which is shrimp and grits, country fried steak, and blueberry ricotta pancakes.
You could eat the whole menu.
You could eat the whole menu.
After listening to the three of you, I'm full.
Hungry.
Do you have any recommendations for post-brunch exercise?
Oh, my God. Lie down?
Yeah, I was going to say slow walks.
Breathing exercises?
Last question for each of you. If you're going to order brunch right now, what would you have?
I get a Benedict and a pancake table order.
Yeah, I think, I think maybe the breakfast sandwich at Sardella was so good.
Probably some sort of slinger or hash, something with meat and cheese and some sort of fried potato.
All good choices. Thank you so much for being here, all of you.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
That's contributor Steve Potter talking with Sauce Magazine managing editors Catherine Claney and Heather Hughes, along with art director Mira Nagarajan for our monthly Soundbite segment. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.